More than 19,000 people in this country were killed last year by someone with a gun. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive. Another 24,000 people died by suicide with a gun. President Biden campaigned on trying to solve gun violence, but reacting to the recent mass shootings was not the way the White House planned to do this. Juana Summers covers race and justice for NPR Politics, and she's been looking into what's happening here. Good morning, Juana.
Good morning.
The White House was doing work on gun violence before these mass shootings in the Atlanta area and then in Boulder, Colorado. What were they up to? What efforts were underway?
Yeah, so I've been talking to a number of people focused on community violence prevention who have been in touch with the administration, and they tell me that the national conversation that springs up after high-profile mass shootings often leaves out the gun violence that happens in the communities that they live in. That violence is actually responsible for most gun homicides in this country. And these activists say this also means that the way that this country tries to respond to gun violence often falls short of what their communities need. Take, for example, one reform that President Biden called for when he spoke after that shooting in Boulder.
We can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country once again. I got that done when I was a senator. It passed. It was law for the longest time. And it brought down these mass killings. We should do it again.
That's the kind of proposal that some advocates say wouldn't have a meaningful impact on urban gun violence.
That's not what we're dealing with in communities that deal with everyday gun violence. We're dealing with handguns. We're dealing with straw purchases. We're dealing with illegal guns floating across the borders into states. That's what we're dealing with.
That's Keena Collins from the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence. According to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, there were 875 gun-related homicides there last year. Most of those killings happened in the city of Chicago.
78% of those people were African Americans. I don't know any place in the country if we saw that many white folks dying by way of gun violence that we wouldn't call it a state of emergency.
During the campaign, Biden described it as an epidemic. At a 2019 candidate forum organized by the gun groups Giffords and March for Our Lives, he got this question from activist Alicia Moten.
What is your plan to not only reduce gun violence in inner cities through economic justice such as reparations, but to decriminalize the way in which police and government view violence in Black and brown communities and removing stigmas and stereotypes around violence within communities of color?
Biden said he wanted to dedicate $900 million to community-based violence prevention programs in 40 cities with the highest rates of gun violence. He tried to relate to Moten in describing the racial disparities in who is killed.
There is a mass shooting in my city of Wilmington, your city of Chicago, all the cities that have large brown and black populations every single day. Every single day. What gets the headlines, and it should, are the mass shootings that are the ones that people see where there are 2, 5, 10, 20, 100 people shot.
Now that Biden's in office, senior officials are taking the lead on the administration's outreach on gun violence prevention. Susan Rice, who heads up the Domestic Policy Council, and Cedric Richmond, who heads up the Office of Public Engagement, have been holding meetings with key stakeholders. After an initial meeting in February with gun control groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, Giffords, and Brady, a number of leaders who were not included expressed their frustration with the White House.
And some of these advocates were amazing organizations. I don't discredit them. I think they're doing some great work. But the challenge for us was that they were all whites and they didn't bring a lived experience. They didn't represent necessarily the urban communities per se.
That was Eddie Bocanegra from Ready Chicago. He was a part of a group that came together during the Biden transition to focus on gun violence related policies.
We felt very disrespected by that. And it was kind of a blow in terms of like, well, who and what's informing the president's decisions in the next 100 days?
Ultimately, the administration did hold additional meetings with groups focused on community gun violence prevention, as well as survivors of gun violence. Multiple participants described these as listening sessions and said that the early conversations have been encouraging. Several pointed to the leading roles of Rice and Richmond. Luis Hernandez is a co-founder of Youth Over Guns.
The reality is that Susan Rice and Cedric Richmond are both Black people. They're folks who know too well what the Black experience is in America. And so they bring that lens to the work.
One big thing that all these different gun groups share is a sense of urgency and impatience. There's frustration that Biden has yet to issue one executive action to combat gun violence in this country or make good on the money he pledged to invest in community violence prevention efforts during the campaign. Hernandez says he hopes that whatever action the administration takes is proactive.
I think we need to be preventative rather than reactive in our policy. And for too long, our policy has been reactive, only serving as a measure to react whenever gun violence occurs, react whenever another shooting happens, whether it be on our streets or in our schools.
Okay, Juana, he's making an interesting point about being reactive, but the fact of the matter is the White House now is reacting. What are they saying they are doing?
Yeah, so President Biden was asked last week whether he had made a decision about executive actions on a host of gun-related matters. The president described this as a matter of timing, and I'm quoting him there, saying that presidents are successful because they know how to time policy rollouts and things like that, as well as how to prioritize different issues. And then he turned the conversation to the issue of infrastructure. And that pivot, it left many advocates really dumbfounded, frankly, after the urgency with which Biden spoke about gun violence when he was a candidate. And last week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that there would be more efforts coming by Biden and his administration to move on these sorts of issues, but she didn't provide any sort of timetable. Now, Noelle, I did follow up with the White House directly, including a number of questions about why this is not more of a priority, as well as where they stand on that funding for community violence prevention efforts that the president promised as a candidate, and the White House did decline comment.
NPR's Juana Summers. Thanks so much, Juana.
You're welcome.